Dan's Drive-In Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, episode 68, minute 61. Detective O'Malley has finally arrived and has just opened the fridge and found Adam Kent. Detective O'Malley does some very dramatic looking throughout this episode. Very intent, very intent. There's a great shot of him looking down, slowly taking off his glasses with a look of, uh-oh, when he sees, is it Blanche? Dead with her eye carved out on the bed. Oh boy. The bit with Saul or Adam in the fridge is brilliant. You can grab a bunch of great, super fun images from this movie, but I think that's one to really savor. This older gentleman in his t-shirt, pants, covered in blood, jammed into a refrigerator. A completely empty, apart from him, refrigerator. It's something to see, especially when you get like a close-up of his bloody neck and then his face where his eyes are twitching, either closed, but they're twitching slightly. It is his tongue kind of half hanging out, which looks slightly goofy. And he's doing that thing where his one of his arms is pressed up against the other side of the fridge, and it looks like it's sort of he's steadying himself, you know, with the arm, which is fun. I think it's like Blood Lake, when that one guy is one of the guys who. The two buddies who come along and hang out with everyone and play quarters and go water skiing, and they're killed on the dock, and one of them is tied to a tree, but not really. He's got one arm is tied to the tree, and the other is just hanging on to something. And like they didn't have a second thing to tie him to the tree with, so they just had his arm up on there, which looks... It's one of those things that you either see immediately or you don't quite catch. And then when you do catch, it's like, oh my gosh, really? Wow, love it, love it. So this has the feel of that. Or it reminded me of that. It doesn't have the feel of that. So yeah, so you get Bloody Adam. And then it's great because in slasher films, there's always, you know, the reveal of the body. Well, not always, but the revealing the bodies sequences are big things, and usually there the bodies show up quick and fast and they burst out, and there's usually a final girl jumping around, letting out a shriek or two, or a, oh my god, or a Dave or Steve, and the music is really powerful and blaring and she's running around and then the killer comes out. This is different because of that music. The music starts off kind of nice and eerie and synthy, but then can you guess the last shot we see of Adam in the fridge? Yep, it's the one. Boing. It's that one. So, you know, Doris picks and chooses her fights. And I don't think she was... Maybe she couldn't get that music off of here, because there is another point when you see Blanche where you get two bits of music playing at once, sort of the little kind of strings kind of thing on top of the boing. I wish, you know, my life could use more boing right about now, to be honest. Just up front with you guys there. So, what are we talking about? Oh, yes. So, he finds the parents, Adam and Blanche. They're dead. He doesn't look too happy about it. For some reason, probably continuity, he takes off his jacket and drops his suit coat and drops it on the floor. And there's a shot of him after he looks at Blanche. He's walking down a hall and he takes off the jacket. And then there's a shot of him, it falling to the floor. And then, heavens to Murgatroyd, 40 seconds in, Vicky's back. How long has it been since we've seen Vicky? It's been over 10 minutes. I think it's been close to like 15. Which, as I mentioned before, when you're talking about a 69-minute movie, 15 is a lot. 15 is almost a quarter of the movie. So, yeah, it's nice to see her back. She is wearing her jeans and her sneaks and her polka-dotted white shirt with the pink or red polka dots on it. And she kind of looks a little wary, possibly because she's never been in this hallway before. And she's not sure where she is, but she sees a hatchet on the ground. And she, unfortunately, she picks it up. And then she actually, as the minute ends, although it's out of frame, it looks like she's reaching to touch the blade of the hatchet where there's some blood. I thought, don't do that. Don't touch the blood like that. It was funny, that's like touching the blood is not what you should be doing. That's just going to cause you trouble. But I watched a X-Files episode the other day, Humbug. Great, great episode. First Darren Morgan. Well, first screen, full teleplay by Darren Morgan. The series at the end of season two, near the end of season two, and there's a moment where they're investigating the death of a guy, and there's blood on a window, and I was going to start singing Domino by Genesis right there, blood on a window, and it's funny because Mulder spots this blood on this window, this high up little window, and there's blood on it, and he mentions that the blood, I forget exactly what he says, but like the blood's on the outside of the window. And he reaches up and he puts his finger in the blood. Surely he shouldn't have done that, am I right? I mean, he doesn't like, you know, his finger's in the middle of it, but like it's a splotch of blood and he kind of runs his finger through the edge of the blood. Should he be doing that? I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, it's someone's random blood on a window. What? And he just, do you do that? I don't know. I mean, Vicky, she's been in an asylum a while, and it is bloody October still, apparently, I guess. Is it? I don't know. Who knows anymore? Everyone's dead, except for Mary, who I guess has left, or is leaving. Detective O'Malley's in the house, and he looks like he's in the same hallway as Vicky, so I imagine they will see one another shortly. It's going to be the next minute 62, before we find that out. Before I start playing the music I know you love to hear, I guess this is part two of the refrigerator chat from the commentary. I'll play the last sentence or two that Chuck delivers, and then there'll be about another 20 seconds of them just chatting about the fridge, which is fun. So please enjoy this.
That's the kind of stuff I like to see. I mean, second only to nudes.
Well, couldn't you put this first, seeing as how it's my film?
Actually, we should have had Saul nude in there. Then that would have covered everything.
Oh, poor Saul.
Or we could have killed a girl and
put her
in
there. Oh, God, did I wash that refrigerator for hours and hours afterwards? Because there was blood in it.